T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You cannot fold. You got to go out there and give everything you got. If we lose, we lose. Okay, cool. But we're not going fold as a team, and that's not what we do.
That was Giannis responding to a question from Eric Name of The Athletic, who I think I went to bed at 1 o'clock last night, chucking the twos. Eric's latest Athletic article was posted at like 4 in the morning. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How you doing, Coach Names?
Hey, Namesy.
Oh, what a morning, fellas. What a morning. I'm just great. I'm great.
There we go, man. This is the postseason. This is the Eastern Conference Finals. Bart, you start off with the first question. I said you can have to go ahead with the first one here.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, Eric. The last couple of days I've been asking for some adjustments, and I've been talking about the Bucks bench. And I think that they've been pretty interchangeable, and I think that what the bench is an asset of weapons, and I think you use some weapons in some series against some teams and some weapons in some series against another team, and I would like to see some Tony Snell in this series. Your thoughts?
I don't know. I don't know if it's... I think if anything, it's not necessarily trying another member of the bench. It's cutting members of the bench out. Like, I think if you're really going to give this a go, I think you got to see Chris Middleton play up around 40 minutes, if not more. You got to see Giannis up around 44, 45. I know before the game last night, I had asked Bud, you know, is this the type of night where, you know, you do run Giannis out there a little bit longer? And he talked about how they like to have peak Giannis out there, which means if they play him for longer stretches of time, then they're not going to get peak Giannis as much as they're going to just get, you know, a more regular Giannis. And I mean, I get the understanding, or I get kind of the explanation, but also, 80% Giannis is a whole lot better than 150% Nikola Mirotic.
Let's make that 200.
300, you could go up to. And no matter what, you're not going to find a version of Nikola Mirotic that's better than Giannis. So you can kind of just cut those out and just roll with your stars. So I think if you're talking about adjustments and how the rotation changes, I think that's a lot of it is... I think you got to roll Chris Middleton higher up. You got to roll Giannis up higher, and just kind of roll with your guys. And you know, if that means cutting the Nikola Mirotic like all the way out and just kind of rolling with Giannis and Chris, and I mean, at this point, I think Brogdon as well. Like, if you're looking at who your three best players in the series are, it's probably those guys. And then same thing with George Hill coming off the bench. He needs to play a bunch of minutes. And I think you got to, if you look at the Raptors, this entire series, they've played 8 guys. And the Bucks have still rolled 10 out there. And I understand that's kind of what Bud's thought process has been this whole year. But I think at some point you got to go with the guys that brought you there. And I know that the bench did help bring you there, but also, you just got to play your best players. Like, this is the playoffs. Like, this is how it's going to work. Your back's against the wall. You got to play your best players more.
So, no follow-up. Bart, Name just kind of shot down your idea of getting Snell. You're all hyped up. Not going to counter that at all?
Man, the tone of your voice is just... I'm almost embarrassed for you. How happy you are that Eric said...
No.
He doesn't want to play Tony Snell.
Oh, I'm just... I don't know if you were joking. I honestly don't know if you were joking or serious about playing Snell.
Yeah, here's what I want. Eric's absolutely right. Who am I to question Eric Name? These guys should play more. I thought for sure in the playoffs...
So no more Snell?
Hold on. I thought we'd see 40-plus minutes of these guys. And when they go to the bench, I want Tony Snell to be a part of that. I want DJ Wilson to be a part of that.
You mentioned Tony Snell. You wanted 15 minutes of playing time.
These other guys aren't working. Nico has no business in this series. He's not working. So, yeah, I mean, if you're going to throw Sterling Brown out there for 4 minutes to do nothing, it might as well be Tony Snell. I don't know. The bigger question, Eric, is we're talking about these things because I don't see that Bud has made a lot of adjustments. It seems like the last three games, it's been Giannis running into the wall and then dishing it out, and then the guys can't make threes. And if that was a criticism on Bud when he got here, I mean, this is going to, if they lose the series, it's going to be another criticism of him again.
Yeah, I mean, I do think, obviously, it was a criticism at the start of the year, and, you know, when he took the job, that adjustments weren't really being made. And, I mean, I think, to his credit, he has made a number of adjustments. Obviously, he threw Brogdon in the starting lineup last night. They were switching a bunch of stuff defensively. So, they did make some adjustments, but I do think, you know, looking at what Mirotić has done in this series, like, there's not a reason to play him anymore. Like it's just not working out. You tried it. You hope that he could get hot from three in one of these games, and it didn't happen. And if he's not hitting threes, he's not doing much for you on the glass. He's not doing much of anything for you defensively. Like it just doesn't make any sense. So, like, and again, I don't think it's crazy at all to say you'd rather have Sterling Brown or you'd rather have Tony Snell get those minutes or you'd rather have DJ Wilson get those minutes. I just think at some point bench guys don't need minutes. You just roll with your starters. Like that's kind of what we see a lot in the playoffs. And again, I understand that he's adverse to it. And he does not love the idea. But at some point you get to be adverse to it and just accept that that's how NBA playoff basketball works. And I guess to me the most surprising thing is just I don't want to say how a little they roll with their guy, but you know, with Giannis you keep expecting to see him be even more aggressive, and I understand, you know, he's going at the wall every time, but I guess to me his large advantage is posting up, right? And the Raptors are sending a double team every time he posts up. To me, that seems like an advantage. Giannis is really good against double teams. He's a great passer. Why not post up every time down the floor and tell them, send a double. Do it. Send a double every time because you're going to get a one-man advantage. And we just really haven't seen we saw the Bucks take advantage of it at times last night. We saw Brook Lopez get a huge dunk to open the game and force a timeout from the Raptors off of a double team. And then, you know, we saw the Bucks go right back to Giannis trying to attack the wall and go at it. And, you know, I just think there's a little bit more there. Yeah, I think there's some more things to do there for the Bucks.
And I mentioned this about an hour ago. Along the same lines, you know, I like to see Antetokounmpo down in the post area a little bit more. But, you know, when they start him off on top of the key with the basketball in his hands, so much more easier to draw the double or triple team. Why not start the ball with somebody else with the ball in their hands, or either that or start him off on the wing, if not the post, and get him the ball toward the end of the shot clock?
Yeah, I thought there was some sequences last night where he did start with the ball on the left wing, and you saw him really kind of go to work. It's a look that they've liked a lot in other series. I know they did a lot against the Celtics. And, I think there's a lot more to try there. There's a whole lot more to do. The tough part is, you know, this offense has been built around Giannis in shooting. And the Raptors are kind of, I don't want to say conceding those things, but they're going to let Giannis have the ball and then try to attack them, and they're going to send the help to Giannis, and they're going to let the Bucks shooters beat them. And, well, the Bucks shooters aren't doing it. Like, if anything, that's a big part of this is, you know, a guy that you've relied on all year, Eric Bledsoe, just can't really make threes. I think he's 4 of 25 now on the series from the three-point line, and that's huge. If you play that guy a bunch of minutes, I know his minutes went down to 20 in game four, now 34 last night in game five, and it's just a killer. Like, it is just a killer to do that. So I think you've seen their best lineup be Hill, Brogdon, Lopez, Middleton, Adetokounmpo, because those guys actually are threats with the ball at the three-point line, and they actually make it difficult. And I think you should see Giannis maybe be the screener a little bit more often in pick and rolls. I think you should see him have the ball a little bit more in pick and rolls. You should be able to try to get some switches from the Raptors and get him attacking different guys or get him posting up different guys. I do think there's probably a level of creativity that the Bucks could go a little bit further into.
I like the idea of shortening the bench and more minutes for these guys, Antetokounmpo and Middleton. All right, somebody's going to argue, well, Middleton's been inconsistent in this series. Why more minutes? I think, you know, I'd like to see him have more minutes because I want to go down with these guys playing mega minutes in this game coming up on. I don't want these guys coming off the floor in game six, man. I'm old school in that way. I want Antetokounmpo and Middleton to be playing most heavy minutes in this game. Now, the other side of the coin is this team gassed? Are some of these guys gassed at this point? Are they tired?
I don't think so. I think they've managed those guys' minutes all year long. And I mean, I think there's something to be said for obviously changing from playing 33 minutes in a night to playing 43 minutes in a night. That's pretty drastic. But you they've all been saving their legs for this. And I know we talked with Bud during the Celtics series the night after he had played, I think, Middleton 39 minutes and Giannis just short of 40. And, you know, he said, like, well, I don't know what it is about Chris, but he can just kind of handle that minutes load. He can just handle playing a lot. And when he gets into the playoffs, that's totally fine. And obviously, I think you can kind of see Giannis as a cyborg. Like, he sprains his ankle with 1:12 left and walks it off for 40 seconds and then is back in the game to end it. He's just that. He's that kind of player. So I don't know if being tired is a big thing. And I guess regarding Middleton too, like I think obviously you're seeing in this series some of his limitations. He doesn't really get to the rack, and he's obviously going to have to try to create separation off the dribble for a jump shot. But I will say, like, he had 10 assists last night. Like, that's pretty significant. And I think it's kind of surprising to see a team double him as hard as they have. Every time he touches in the post, he's getting doubled. They're sending help to him all the time. And I think he's done a really nice job playing out of it. He's found a number of assists in the pick and roll. He's been good. I mean, 10 assists to 2 turnovers last night is nothing to, you know, kind of sneeze at. Like, that's a significant thing to do. And the Raptors are making it tough on him, but yeah, I think in the end you got to roll with those guys. Like, those are your two all-stars. Roll with them, and then, you know, ramp Malcolm Brogdon up a little bit more, and, you know, just kind of roll with those guys. Those are your three best players. Play them a little bit more.
Last thing for you, and don't need a terribly long answer. I text Jason Kidd over the weekend, and I because I was looking ahead, I said, "Coach, how do you beat the Warriors?" And he said, "Who is this?" And then he said, "My contacts changed." And then he said, "You have to believe you can beat them first." Do the Bucks believe they can go into Toronto and beat the Raptors in game six?
Yes.
Do you believe they can?
Yes.
Chuck, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's about 60 games, man. They're a good team.
Does Tony Snell believe they can?
Did they...
Yes.
Do they become a bad team in the last week, in the last 5 days all of a sudden?
Yeah, kind of.
So you think they're not?
No.
So your narrative.
No. Listen to me. I opened the show and said there's a game Saturday. They're going to win.
Your narrative that you don't see a team, you've said it many times, once a day, I think, that you don't see a team beating Milwaukee 4 times in 7 games. You still believe that?
My narrative also was, if there's one team that can do it, it's Toronto. Go back and listen to any tape in October.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
All right, Eric, we got to fight again. Right. We'll talk to you later.
No, we're not fighting. We're not fighting the Tony Snell.
Appreciate
argument,
it.
For sure.
We'll go back to bed. Hey,
Namesy's got a great idea. Thanks, Eric.
All right, see you guys.
Namesy's got it. You know what? How about this? The more minutes for starters. I like that.
Eric Name on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community.
More starter minutes.
Since 1935. I'm good with that.
Love it. More starter minutes, man. Hey, this is a game six.
Yeah, if they don't win, they're not playing again, so who cares?
No, let's get Giannis and Middleton major minutes out there. Let's roll with these guys. I'm not saying like Ray Meyer used to do with the Paul and play five guys the whole game, but still. You know, let's shorten up that bench a little bit. And yeah, if Mirotić, I'd be surprised if Mirotić plays. Because he's obviously been useless in the series. And I love Nico, but man, he's been terrible. And I just got a feeling Bud is going to bury him.
What's the old Czech expression about as useless as a screen door on a submarine?
Yeah. What was the player we were talking that about?
Naftali Feliz.
Naftali Feliz. It's
Chuck and Winkler, yeah. Served up by Perkins. Game six is Saturday. It's still happening. Are the Bucks coming home on Monday night?
But is game seven happening?
Yeah, good question.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.